Now let's tip the hat, maybe a cowboy hat, to a beloved voice in country music broadcasting. After 25 years of hosting shows from the Grand Ole Opry, Eddie Stubbs is retiring.
We have got a great show in store for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Here to head our broadcast is a Grammy Award-winning member of the Grand Ole Opry family. Would you please make welcome Miss Jeannie Seeley?
Eddie Stubbs came to Nashville in 1995 to play fiddle for Kitty Wells, but within a week, that voice got him a job at radio station WSM, and just a few days after that, he was auditioning to host the Grand Ole Opry.
From that perch, he'd seen one amazing performance after another, and as he told us, quite a bit of history, too.
From Opry debuts of somebody like Carrie Underwood to witnessing the last performance of an icon like Grandpa Jones, he went backstage after his final performance and collapsed with a stroke.
When Eddie Stubbs was not at the Opry, he had a long-running radio show at WSM where he interviewed many of the greats of country music.
We welcome Ray Price into the studios here at WSM. Good evening, sir.
Thank you, Ed. I'm glad to
Miss Reba McIntyre, welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
That's Mr. Merle Haggard, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
We're so honored to have Marty Stewart here.
Good Hello, evening. Eduardo.
Eddie Stubbs will host his final show for WSM tonight, and he'll have a message for his longtime fans.
The Opry goes on, and it celebrates its 95th anniversary this year. And I just want to say a heartfelt and sincere thank you to every person who's ever bought a ticket or each person that's tuned in. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Eddie Stubbs in Nashville, Tennessee.